Weiter in Shas, we are in Menachos. Maseches Menachos, Daf Tzadi Vav. Picking up at the top of the page, about a Mishnah. Zogt Eilig HaMishnah, Chavitei Kohen Gadol. We know the Kohen Gadol would bring this every single day. And the Chavitei Kohen Gadol, Yishasim, Yichasim, V'yasim, Bifnim. All right, this is the 12 loaves that are brought to the Kohen Gadol every day. 6 in the morning, 6 in the afternoon. And every group of 6 had 1/2 of a nisaron of flour. And every morning, Kohen Gadol would be makdish a full nisaron of flour and divide it in half to use the chavitin. If you remember, we spoke about this so far. So, lishasim v'chasim v'chasim v'flim, the kneading, the shaping, and the baking has been done inside the courtyard. V'doches the Shabbos, and it is doches Shabbos, override Shabbos. But not everything is. Tchinasan v'har... of the Har Kadasan, the grinding and the sifting, Eino Doche Es HaShabbos. Klalom Rabbi Akiva, says Rabbi Akiva, Komalach HaShef Shalasas Me'erev Shabbos, anything can be done on Erev Shabbos, Eino Doche Shabbos, not Doche Shabbos, Vishy, Yav Shalom Lassas Me'erev Shabbos, Doche Es HaShabbos. Kolam Menachos, Yesh Be'em Maisa Kli Bifneim, all the Menachos have their prep things done inside, Yesh Be'em Maisa Kli Bifneim. In the kli inside the Bet HaMikdash, ve'ein behen ma'isa kli b'chutz. They may not have these things done in a kli outside of the courtyard. Shtei alechem arkon shiva tvachem, the length was 7 tvachem, rachman arba tvachem, their width was 4 tvachem, ve'karnosea arba etzbaos, and their horns were 4 finger breadth. That's how long they were. Lechem apanim, arkon asar tvachem, their orech. Their length was 10 tvachim, v'rachman chamish tvachim, their width was 5 tvachim, v'karnosav sheva etzbos, and their horns were 7 finger breadth, that's how long they were. Rehuda Omer, shalotite, so you don't make this mistake, you don't make a mistake which type of, how the breads are made up. Zadad yahaz. Oh, everyone knows what that is, right? So let's explain a little bit what that means, and that is that we have the dimensions of the shtei lechem, the length, width, and the horns. That is zayin is 7, dalet is 4, and yahaz is the length and width of the horns of the lechem upon him, 10, 5, and 7. Yah. Ben Zoma said, wait, as v'nesata al-shochan lechem upon him b'fanai tamid. Lechem upon him... The bread of faces, you lo panim. The bread must have faces, which means it's got to have some sort of surface that's going on over there. Says Rashi, Defanos. That is Yah. Hashulchan says the Mishnah, Hashulchan, Arko Asar, Rachba Chamisha, the length with 10 tfachim with us, 5 tfachim, Lechem Apanim, Arko Asar, Rachba Chamisha. Nosin Arko, Keneged Rachba Shulchan. They put the length across the width. The kovot of Chaim Mechsam Mikan, Fachaim Mechsam Mikan, they hung over on both sides 2.5. Tvachim. Nimsa Arko Memali Rachbo Shalashulchan. So it turns out that the length of the bread fills the width of the table. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda is like this Rabbi Yehuda. Meir Omer. Hashulchan Arko Shneima Sav Rachbo Shisha. The length was 12 Tvachim by 6 Tvachim. Lechem upon him Arko Sav Rachbo Chamisha. His length was 10 Tvachim and its width was 5 Tvachim. Nosen Arko Kenegid Rachbo Shalashulchan. The Kohen would put the bread in its length across the width of the table. Kofa Tvachim Mikan. Tvachim Mikan was 2 over and 2 over. Tvachim Revach Memsa as a space of 2 Tefach in the middle of the table. You can have airflow that's going between the two. They don't become moldy. In that open space where they put the 2 spoonfuls of frankincense of the lechem apanim. Amrulo, they said to him, Vare kvar nemar, you should put on the stack pure frankincense. What does that mean? Upon? It means it's put directly on the bread and not on the table next to it. Aye, but it says when the Jewish, the Heilige Yidden, when the Jewish were in the Midbar, upon was the tribe of Menashe. Upon the tribe of Ephraim is the tribe of Menashe. So upon can also mean next to it. It doesn't mean on top of. There were 4 props of gold over there. They had these. The mufutsam is like it stuck out, the protruded, projected at the tops. Which the Quran would support the bread. Shnayim l'sidr zeh, two for this, you know, for one row, v'shtam sidr zeh, and two for the other row of bread. V'esem v'shal mekanim, and there were 28 rods, k'chatzi kana chalol, each had a hollow, like half a hollow reed. They were a semicircle. Now again, we were looking for airflow here. Arba, asar, let's say, deserve, arba, so let's say that, 14 for this bread and 14 for that. Lo sidr kanim, the velo nitilasam dochas of Shabbos, setting up the rods and taking off the rods from the table are not doche Shabbos. So, you can't do it on Shabbos. Ela nichnas for Arab Shabbos, we're coming to Arab Shabbos, for Shomto, and remove the rods, v'nusen l'arkos shel shulchan, and you place them along the length of the table. Kol kelim shayu b'mikdash, all of the kelim that were in the mikdash, arkon l'arkos shel bayis, are placed with their length, following the length of the bayis, of the base of mikdash, and east, going east to west. What a hilig zaftig mishnah. Says the Gemara, kol ha-menachos, kol ha-menachos, yesh ben ma'isa kli b'fnim, they must have their procedures, they needing the shaping done in a kli inside the azara. Sholos Rebbe said, Zuminayim, where do we know this from? That the needing the shaping of the milch has to be done in a kli shares inside the azara. Amalami said, Rabbi Omer says, Vayomer elai zamakom sheyivashlu sham hakohanim es ha'ashem es l'chata sheshe yofu es ha'mincha lebilti hotzi es elachatzi chitona. Right, this is the place of the kohanim we're going to cook the ashem and the chatas, where they will bake the mincha, so as not to bring them into the outer courtyard. Mincha dumya da asham v'chatas. It's not like the mincha is compared to an asham and a chatas. Ma asham v'chatas to unin kli. Just like the chatas need a kli for cooking, af mincha amitim. So the mincha needs a kli for the kneading and the shaping. On shulchan arka asara, the shulchan, the table's length is 10 tfachim. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, l'divrei omer tfachim u'mechza kofel. According to the one who said the kohen would bend the bread upwards 2.5 tfachim, right, it would go up. We saw the other day, you know, the picture on the side of the Gemara, that's Rabbi Yehuda, Nimsa Shulchan Mekadesh Chamisha Asa Tvachan Lamad, find that the table, the Shulchan, would makdish to a height of 15 Tvachan. The Rabbi Tvachayim Kofel, Nimsa Shulchan Mekadesh Shneim Asa Tvachayim Lamad, goes up 12 Tvachan. Vayika Kanim, I would have the rods go even higher than that. Kanim Shakue Meshakalu, the rods are sunk into the bread that they're resting on, so therefore they're not actually adding any height to it. My timer, what's the reason the rods are placed between the loaves? Mishumi yafushe lechem. Again, we don't want the lechem to become moldy. So come out, lechem. In the end, the bread will become moldy, even though there's rods, because the loaves are in contact with one another, touching one another. The magbele parta, no. The kohen would lift the rods a little bit to let the airflow go between it. Feiku parta, then you have the small amount that the rods are raised up, and before the height, it adds to the height. It's not 15 or 12, but it's higher. Kaven, Dalo, Havi Tefach, no, since even though it does raise up a little bit, but it's not a Tefach, Lochashav, they don't even consider that in like the measurements over there, it's not considered. Fa'ika Bezichin, what about the spoons, the frankincense, and putting on top of the bread, and therefore it adds a height to the stacks. Ayay, Begave, Dalechem, Havu Yasvi, the spoons rested inside the bread. So it rested inside of the bread, and Ulebad, Ulebahade, lechem havukaimi, and therefore the height was included within the height of the bread. Va'ika karnos, with the horns, right? Each corner of the wall of the bread, and his horns sticking up. Karnos lagavi de lechem kaiflu. The horns are folded into the lower bread. V'lechem alayu nachalei. The upper bread rested upon them. Therefore, the horns are not adding to the height. Beep, turn the page. Sadi vav umbeis. Ay, vayikim is garto. What about the frame of the table, which adds more height? Kaman da amar, misgarto lamata isa. According to the one who says that the frame of the table is below the tabletop. The frame went lower, not higher. Lamata amar, misgarto lamayla isa. The one says it went up. Parkuda avam mubarkida. One second. And even according to the one who says it went up, it bent up outside of the table. V'lechem agavei d'shulchan avi yosef, so the bread was rested on the table itself and not on the frame, so the frame didn't add the height to the stack. K'detayim looked in the bracha. B'yotzi omer lo haya sham snifim. There were no props over on the table. Elam esgarto shulchan ma'amedes es halechem. The frame of the table supported the lechem, the bread. Omer lo they said to him, esgarto lamata yosef. His frame was below the table and so it couldn't have supported the bread. Okay. Omer b'yochanan
The Divrei Amar Miskata Lamata Yisur Kondor says that the frame was below the table. Tavla Mispahamis HaPeches Tameya. You can be, it's mashmo that this wooden slab can be used on either side because it's flat. Both sides, Tavla Mispahamis Tameya, can become Tame, beginning, you know. Even though it's not, doesn't have like a place to be mekabel something. And so, according to this time, this slab of the table had no way of mekabel, but it's still going to acquire tumah if it gets touched. So a flat wooden slab is susceptible to tumah. The Divrei Amar Miskata Lamayla, as it says above, Tavla Mispahamis Dibaylach, that the tumah, the susceptibility of tumah of a wooden slab can be used on either side remains for you. It's still a question. And it can't be learned out from this din. Mechal shulchan bar kabule tumah. This implies that the table can acquire it's a bar tumah. It's able to come tummy. Kliyitzos lenachasu, but it's a wooden kli that's used to stay exactly where it is to not move. Chol kliyitzos lenachasu mekabel tumah. It was a mekabel tumah. My time why dumi to sakbinen. It's got to be a kli that can become tumah. It's be similar to a sack to a sack. Masak matalto mali reikam. It's able to be carried when it's full and when it's empty. I've come matalto mali reikam. So this kli, this table, the shulchan, it stays where it is. So why does Yerachon say that it's able to be mekabel tumah? Shulchan nami matalto mali reikam. No, it's also carried. Kidu b'shlakish. Tumah b'shlakish. Shemai d'chsev al shulchan atar. What does it mean when it says on the uncontaminated table? Tahor mechlad ikatame. It can become tame. The malamed shemagbina sol ol regalim. They would lift it up for those being ol regal, umayron v'lechem, and they would show them the lechem that was on there. I think we saw this in Yuma. Yeah, Yuma Chagiga, and earlier we saw this. And they would do it. They would lift it up to show the people that were there. From malamed reuchi baschem v'fein malchem. See how beloved you are before. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like that, it doesn't become moldy and it stays there the whole week. Amazing. Kedivrei Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. Now Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi needs gadol nasa v'lechem apanim siluko kisiduro. When you take it off, it's fresh and hot, just like it was put there. Shenemar losum lechem chom v'yom yilakcho. It was hot until you took it. Right, beautiful. Frankly, why do you have to say that whole shtickle? You can come tell me because it's lifted up. I don't know if it's another thing. But typically, mishum tzipur, because it's gold plating that's put over it, and therefore that's how the metal kli can acquire tuma, even though. It stays where it is. So let's say the same thing. Milo Tanan, Dirmon Tanamish, and Kalim. Hashulchan Vadulbiki, Shen Nifchasu, O Shechipan Vishayish. If you have this wooden table or wooden chair that becomes reduced or that one covers with marble, right, and piece breaks off of it, therefore it's not able to use as much, or it's covered with marble. Vishir Behem Makom Anachas Kosos. If there's a place afterwards that you can put cups over there, Tamayans can be able to come, Makabal Tomer. Vihud Omer, Makom Anachas Chatichos. They have to remain with room for placing pieces of meat and bread also, not just for putting cups. Shirin, if there's room remaining with it, then yep, it can become tame. Lo shir lo, but if not, then not. So therefore it can't become tame because the kelim of stone are not able to become tame. Right? So the Mishnah is basically saying that if marble planting is so much that there remains no wooden surface enough for the cups and loses its status of a wooden kli. It takes on this new identity. See for the Mishnah that a plated kli is looked upon at by its plating. Kum Tuchoistan, who comes out of here, as we see the Mishnah that a plated kli is identified by its plating. Therefore, the table, the shulchan, which is plated with gold, has to be looked at like a metal utensil, which is acquired as a mekabel tumah, even if it remains stationary. If so, there's no raya from this pasuk to Reish Lakish's teaching that the table is lifted and carried. That here, in the case of the kelim, we're talking about plating that's anchored. While in the case of the shulchan, we're dealing with a plating that's not anchored. That is, that maybe the only time that a wooden kli is going to take on the identity of the plating is only if it's put onto it with nails, which allows us to make a distinction between the kelim and the shulchan. Right? In the case of the kelim, the marble plating is put to the table with nails, and therefore it's like a stone kli. In the case of the Beis HaMikdash, so that the plating is not put with nails, but it's just a covering that's shaped with the same dimensions. And since it's going to be taken off, it's not the cause of it to become, it's not called that type of kli. Can't be that's the reason.
told on the tent because v'haba aminei v'shlakish Rabbi Yochanan. Shlakish is a question from Rabbi Yochanan. Does that din that a shulchan becomes secondary to its plating apply only b'tzipoy omid or b'tzipoy shein omid? B'shechipa s beep turn wait when it's tzipoy omid tzipoy omid or b'shechipa s beep turn the page. The rim of the table, or even when it does not cover the rim. Family said, it takes on the identity of the plating. So you see, it doesn't really make a difference in this case. How can the Mishlakis learn out the din of the Shulchan as lifting and carried out? If you want to say, Atei Shitam Chashive V'lo Batli. But the shittim, though, the shittim wood, which is that of the shulchan is made out of, is very chashuv, and therefore it doesn't become secondary. It's not batel. Hanichli b'shalkesh the amar lo shanu ela bekli ach silgus sabayim imedina sayam. That works nicely. B'shalkesh says that the chachamim didn't teach in the Mishnah and Kalim about the wooden tables and chairs that wood is secondary to the plating, except in reference to Kalim of ach silgus wood. That comes from, you know, other countries, which is not very chashuv. Aval, clay, mismas, chashiv lebetlay. Mismas wood is very chashuv, therefore it's not going to be batel to the plating. Shapir, so everything makes sense over here, because the shulchan is made out of valuable wood, therefore it doesn't take on the identity of the plating. Elo Rabbi Yochanan, the amar, clay mismas, nami batlay. He says that even mismas wood is also something which is batel. Secondary to the plating. Michael, remember, what are you going to say now? According to Yochanan, the Shulchan takes on the Tumah because it's secondary to the gold plating. So how can we learn that from the Pasuk that it's because the fact is lifted and carried? The Gemara, no, shiny Shulchan. The table's different than other plated utensils. Tachmana Karyetz, the Zohar calls it wood. Shene Amar, HaMizbech, Eitz, Shalosh Shamos Kavova, Arko, V'shtayim, Hamos, Miktzosav, Lova, Arko, V'kirosav, Eitz, V'deber, Eli, Zeh, Shulchan, Asher, Lefnei Hashem. So it's called wood. So because of the fact that it calls it wood, it's all done to a status of its wood cleave, even though if it's plated. So Rish Lakish, that makes sense that he used to learn it from the Pasuk that is lifted and is carried. And that's why it's a Makabal Tumah. And when we said the Pasach b'mizbeach v'sim b'shulchan, it started off with reference to the mizbeach and the end with that of the shulchan. Why is it called the shulchan the mizbeach? Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar the Mitzvah is much mizbeach. Kaiyam mizbeach mechapish aladam is mechapish for a person. The achshav she'ein beis hamikdash kaiyam, and now that we don't have the beis hamikdash, shulchanu shel adam mechapir lev. The shulchan of a person is mechapir for him. That is it. What does he do? Rashi explains it's talking about hachnasas orchim. Denosin prusa l'orchim. You give food to orchim. Right, or you give to the poor people that are going as. They're very important to use our table for the right things. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here and wish you all a great, great day.